This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
My name is Joe, and I have a secret. I recently witnessed an X Games athlete practicing a mind-blowing trick I never thought possible. Not without gravity boots, anyway. I shouldn't have seen this, which compels me to warn you. If you see any motocross, skateboard, BMX, or rally athlete practicing these massive tricks, look the other way. It's for the best.
Nobody sees X before it happens at X. X Games 16, all weekend long on ESPN and ESPN2. Brought to you by Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. Not that much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in Central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone, from Dallas, Texas. It is time for the 2010 Big 12 Conference Media Days to get underway. And when we're talking Media Days, of course, we're talking football. And glad to be back with you here, Doug and Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis, live from Dallas for the next 2 hours plus. And we say plus today because Nebraska, and really as it always does on Monday, the teams officially start at 1 o'clock. They start rolling in a little bit quicker, a little earlier. We're going to have some special guests, some media folks to join us, some national folks. We're going to talk to our buddy James Hale from Oklahoma. We're going to talk to Lane Grindle, host of Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network, just to get things underway here in the first half hour. And the teams that are up today, Nebraska, Baylor, Iowa State, and Texas A&M. And by far, Nebraska will be the headline of day one, with Texas A&M following. And Daddy, if you look at the poll, Iowa State and Baylor, of course, were picked to finish last in the North and South, respectively. And so it'll be a lot of questions on how can you get out of the cellar, not how can you compete for a title with those teams today. But there is so much going on. We'll talk a little bit about the Allegiant Baseball. Kearney is rolling. Hastings is still alive. Unfortunately, Grand Island, home Federal, knocked out last night, but the Tri-City Schools doing very, very well, and a lot of the area tournaments for the BNC seniors are wrapping up either tonight or tomorrow. We'll touch on that as we can. But, Daddy, exciting time. We've done the 12 teams in 12 days. Now it's time to do 12 and 3.
Finally get a chance to see some players, get to see some coaches. Bo Pelini is going to be tested with some questions for the first time. He's managed to stay away. He's managed to stay away, kind of hide from that spotlight all summer long, has not had the microphone in his mouth since they had the announcement that Nebraska was going to the Big Ten in a year. He's hid from everything. Today he will be blasted with questions. I expect him to be fully uncomfortable and really enjoy none of this afternoon.
Well, I think it depends how you come in as a coach. We've talked about this. Do you come in loosey-goosey, smiling, you roll with the flow? Do you come in with that serious, we're here for one reason, to talk football and go 12-0? And I've seen Coach Pelini a little bit of both. Will it be serious? He's first up today. I think we're going to see the serious coach.
Well, I think we are, too. And I think that, you know, he's going to send a message that, you know what, I'm going to tell you right now, the national media is going to want to talk about the Big Ten. He's not going to want to talk about the Big Ten. You know what, they're going to talk about October 16th in Texas, which every Nebraskan wants to talk about. That's in the World Herald. You know what, folks, we give our papers credit when credit is due. And yesterday's Omaha World Herald, if you have not saw it yet, Tom Chattel, Dirk Chatelain, two wonderful, wonderful articles. And if you haven't, go to the grocery store. They still got some left over. Pick it up. Get online and check it out because they're fantastic. That's what Nebraskans want to talk about is October 16th. He's not going to want to talk about that. He's not going to want to talk about any of the big games. He doesn't care about Dry Johnson and Von Miller and people that were named players of the year. He cares about Western Kentucky right now. That's going to be Vogel and his focus. As boring as that may be for everybody, that's going to be his focus.
Well, and as you know, the Big 12 all-conference media team came out, and for the Huskers that are on that team, Mike McNeil at tight end. Also for the Huskers, place kicker and Alex Henry, so you can see that they're a little bit stronger, at least on defense. Jared Crick, the preseason co-defensive player of the year on the first team, along with Prince Amakamura. Jared Crick will be here today. Amakamura will not. He was going to be here, but he's got a test to take. So the Huskers that are coming today are Niles Paul, Pierre Allen, and Jared Crick, along with Coach Bo Pelini. But, Daddy, I think when it came down to our 12 teams in 12 days, as we previewed it, nobody did not take Nebraska. Everybody took Nebraska from our analysts, and then it was split right down the middle with Texas and Oklahoma. It seemed like the first week everybody took Texas that we talked to, and then the last half, it was all Oklahoma.
Well, why don't we talk to somebody that knows Oklahoma from an insider's perspective? James Hale joins us. James, we'd love to have you on every time that we come to Big 12 Media Days
and
start things off.
I'm going to miss it when you guys aren't here anymore, you know, and I was telling some of my friends, I said, hey, I always go on with, you know, the guys in Nebraska, and they have me on every single time, and, you know, Doug and Tony, and they looked at me and they said, well, do you think they'll have you on? I said, no, I think they'll be in the Big Ten, and I don't think they're really going to care about, you know, when we roll into there, and wherever their meetings are, they'll have their hands full. Maybe they'll have me on sometime in the summer, but, you know, hey, I'll miss you guys. And we're going to miss Nebraska. Oklahoma has a unique affection for Nebraska, if you can say that. Really respect the Cornhuskers. When the Big 12 came in and we weren't playing Nebraska, or Oklahoma wasn't playing Nebraska every year, we still debate it today. Should we continue now? Should we go and play them in the non-conference? Of course, Bob and Bo both say no because it's just too much of a monster game every year. But, I mean, that's what the fans miss. That's what the media miss. And every time, somebody talks about Nebraska, and that's the big blow. Oklahoma feels like it's a huge loss. I don't know how everybody else feels, but Oklahoma has a special attachment to Nebraska that they really appreciate.
James, in hindsight, in your mind, if we would have just said no to those four teams and still been the Big Eight, would that be the best for everybody right now?
Well, I think that's what Oklahoma feels. I mean, Oklahoma never wanted to go to the Pac-10. That's a misconception. They never wanted to go to the SEC, and they could have gone to both. The truth of it is the SEC offered them an opportunity to go to the SEC before the Pac-10 thing came about. Oklahoma didn't want to leave. They didn't want Nebraska to leave. I think if we ever get Coach Osborne to really tell us everything that went on, which I don't know, we probably won't, but if we did, he'd tell you that Oklahoma worked tirelessly to try to work that out and for them to stay. They didn't want to go. Once Nebraska left, common sense tells you if Texas is leaving, Oklahoma doesn't have a conference really to play in. There's no, you know, it doesn't have the pool. Television's going, well, who besides you are we really going to pay attention to? Texas A&M is going to follow them. It's not Oklahoma going to following Texas. It's Oklahoma, what's the best for us? Oklahoma would have wound up, in my opinion, going to the SEC. You know, but in saying all that, I think sometimes Oklahoma looks back because Oklahoma views playing in the Midwest, playing in this area, it's best for them in recruiting. It's best for them in all concerns, and I think they would look at that. If you could rewind it and just stay in the Big Eight, I think they would look at it. What's the difference now from Oklahoma before when Oklahoma says, well, you know, you have two major powers now? Well, Oklahoma's always been in a conference with two major powers for a long time. It was Oklahoma and Nebraska. Now it's Oklahoma and Texas. So.
And they've always been one of those main powers, and James Hale is with us. James, the way it sets up starting next year, do you think it's actually going to work out better for Oklahoma? It's going to be in a round-robin situation. There won't be a championship game. Oklahoma's always looked at, and especially with Nebraska out, it's still going to be Texas and Oklahoma. Is it still going to work out for OU? Is it going to be a better situation?
Well, just read every blog you can that Bill Snyder talks to, and he says it point blank. It's why he wants to stay in divisions, because he knows that the way it's set up now, it favors Oklahoma, it favors Texas, because they're favored in every game that they play. They will continue to be favored in every game they play in the Big 12. I think if you're Missouri, you've got to be concerned about it. You know, you have to be able to play with Oklahoma and Texas. Nebraska's to the point they can now, but they're leaving, going to the Big 10. I think that the way it sets up is just tailor-made for Oklahoma. That's why Oklahoma's not crying about it. You know, Bob never really wanted to play in the Big 12 championship game. He just does, and he says the right things because he's got to play in it. I mean, it doesn't do any good to blast it. It doesn't do any good to downplay it when your guys have to play in it. So you have to build it up as, this is great, this is exciting. Come on, let's go play in it. But the bottom line is, they looked at that thing every year and said, we have to play one more game than everybody else, or we have to play one more game than the Big Ten or Pac-10. And, boy, they always thought that was hard as could be.
James Hale joins us, OU Insider, does his own radio show in Oklahoma every day. You can listen to him. Where can I go to listen
Sports
to
Sports Talk 1400 KREF. And you can get us on the computer up there. For those folks that will have Oklahoma withdrawals, since you're not going to be playing Oklahoma anymore, you know, you can get some of that up there.
James, when did you start covering Oklahoma?
Back in 1975, and I tell you the irony about that is, Oklahoma lost a great linebacker recently by the name of Darrell Hunt, who was out of Odessa Permian, and he was the first African-American who played at Odessa Permian, came to OU, started as a freshman.
Friday Night Lights for
That's
those.
Exactly right, and, he was a great guy, and tragically, he died of a heart attack. He was in good shape playing golf, but that hit all of us right square, right in the gut, because I was in college covering those guys, Thomas Lott, Kenny King, Billy Sims, Greg Roberts, Hunt and Cumbie, the Peter brothers in the secondary, it was an amazing team. I think the best team never to win a national championship. You know, they lost to Nebraska, and then they had the rematch against Nebraska in the bowl game. But that cost Oklahoma the national championship that year. So I've covered it for a long time, but it hits you right square in the gut when you get to the point or the age now, you start losing some of those guys, and you realize you've been covering this for a long time. When it reaches the 30-year mark, I don't look at myself and think I'm an old man or anything like that. That's a long time to be doing this.
Well, certainly Doug and I have not covered Nebraska and been close to the team like you have, but we've certainly been fans through the highs and the lows, much like you have. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, for two-story programs in Nebraska and Oklahoma, are very similar situations.
Well, I think they are. I think Nebraska and Oklahoma are very similar programs. I know they have to go about it in a little bit of a different way, because Oklahoma relies on Texas talent in the state of Texas, and they've been able to cultivate that. I mean, Coach Switzer came up with a great line: if we were 90 miles any other direction from where we are, we wouldn't be as good as we are, because they get players. Nebraska's recruiting has been different through the ages. New Jersey, Florida, they do get a player or two out of Texas. We've all heard the Turner Gill story and that kind of thing. California, so they've had to do it in a different way. The walk-on program and how they manufactured that for years was the envy of Oklahoma, and Oklahoma was never able to duplicate it, but Nebraska has made it an art form, and I know the NCAA rules have hurt that a little bit. But I think the two programs are very similar in that they're right here in the Midwest. They have to have certain aspects of it to survive. But if both of them have great coaches, if both of them have good leaders, they can survive. I'm on my radio show every day when Nebraska wasn't doing very well, and I said, but Nebraska's one program that will come back. All they need is 1 year. They can get it back, because the fans pour out every single game. You have more fans wanting to go to games than you can sell. I'm going to guess the booster money's okay. Yeah, I think they're very similar programs. That's why they will miss each other when they don't play each other very much.
James Hale with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Every day, we talked about this almost every day that we led up to the Big 12. We'll have our opinion coming into Media Days. Then we're going to find something out, or some team's going to change our opinion of what we think of them. What are you looking for over the next 3 days, or just today, as you do your radio show, that might change your opinion? You got a question out there. You got somebody or one team you really want to find out more about?
Well, it'd be Texas Tech, because I think the loss of Mike Leach is a tragedy for them. Mike put them on the map. Mike was in the news all the time. And I understand now we're seeing videos where he's pretty tough on his players and things like that. Well, they won. And all of a sudden, they became a major player. They were in line to play for the national championship just, 2 years ago. They had a unique offense that everybody talked about. Now, Tommy Tuberville is a great coach. He's won before, but he's not a flash and dash guy. He's a very solid guy. And I think what will be interesting, you know, he fired the spread guy in his offenses last year at Auburn in midseason and went back to running the football. Now, Texas Tech's been one of the best spread teams in college football history.
But now he's going back to the spread, right?
Well, he says he is. I'll believe it when I see it. So when he comes in, I'm going to ask him, well, you just got rid of a guy at Auburn. Now, all of a sudden at Tech, you're really going to do that? I don't believe it. I just don't. It's a coach totally changing his stripes. He's always been able to find a great tailback. And why can't he find a great tailback in Texas? There's 30 of them. Find one. He's going to stick him back there. He's going to find a pro-set quarterback, and that's going to be his offense. He's going to play defense. Now, I know he lost his recruiting angle at Auburn, and he doesn't have that angle at Tech. I mean, he's at a worse school to recruit to at Tech than he was at Auburn, so I'm looking forward to talking with him because I just don't see how that program can be as good under Tommy Tuberville. Even though he's quality, he's really good than Mike Leach. The reason why it worked for me, Leach, he was a novelty. He was a kind of a, you know, a left field guy, and it just fit. And you know, certain kids want to play for that now. They don't have that, and we'll see. And Tommy Tuberville in the spread. If he's in the spread at halftime, I bet he's throwing stuff at people.
James Dale joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. James, I'm looking at my preseason all-conference. Defensively, I've got Beal and I've got Lewis on the defense. Did I miss anybody from Oklahoma that stands out to you?
Well, I think if Adrian Taylor's healthy, he deserves some consideration. Adrian, you know, had the most gruesome injury, and I know, Tony, you played football. And what happens in the trenches, man, I don't get it. I mean, I don't want to know, you know, but I do watch that all the time, and it's vicious in there, the eye gouging and the, you know, the throat punches and things that go on in there. But Adrian got stood up and then just got whacked on a legal play. I mean, he just, you know, you get banged around in there. And what I hear from guys that saw that injury, you know, the foot's turned the other direction. And fortunately, they only showed it one on television. Now, I see Adrian the other day. Adrian has always been a guy, he overcame severe back problems, and he's become a very solid player. He and Gerald McCoy were very good. I think he's one of the most underrated defensive tackles in the country, and I think he's a guy that's good enough to be on all conference teams and things if he comes back healthy. Now, he's walking, he's running. The second week in camp, he'll be cleared to go. He says he'll be ready for the first game. I think the coaches are hoping maybe by Florida State or Cincinnati, but they'll take it. If not, they're going to be really young at defensive tackle. But he is really a good player, and I think he's a guy. I think another guy, Quentin Carter, I think he's a great safety. I think by the end of the year, people are going to be talking about him. Quentin was one of the best safeties in the country last year. A great hitter. He covers like a corner. They can do some things with him at safety against these spreads because he's so good as a cover guy. Great recovery guy. Very intelligent. And then Jonathan Nelson is a guy that's the fastest football player on the team. He and what everybody's looking forward to training camp, gentlemen, Trey Franks is a recruit Oklahoma signed out of Texas that won the Class 3A 100 meters the last 2 years. He's run a 10-1-9, 10-3-8 consistently. And Jonathan Nelson runs a 4.38 40, and he has consistently every year. Well, he has that mantle of the team's fastest player. I've already heard from Travis Lewis. I've already seen Adrian Taylor. I've already seen Landry Jones. All these guys, they want to see them race. I hope they don't blow out hammies, but, I mean, everybody's hoping to see them race. But I think Jonathan Nelson's really valuable. Injuries kept him off the field in the first 2 years, but when he was healthy last year, he can play safety and play corner. And that gives Willie Martinez, the new DB coach, a lot of flexibility to play wherever they're weakest at, or wherever they can find their best fourth guy. Jonathan can switch to the other spot, and that's really valuable for OU.
On the offensive side of the ball, Broyles, who many people think is the most electrifying receiver in the conference, I say him and Niles Paul set themselves apart at that position. Stephen Good at offensive line, and then DeMarco Murray. Those are my three Oklahomas. Anybody else on the offensive side?
No, I think you've got it. And here's the deal with Stephen Good. It's interesting. I think Ben Habern's their best offensive lineman. You know, everybody's talking about Good, and that's fine. And the more you can talk about, but I'm telling you, watch Ben Habern. He was beat. He was hurt at the beginning of the year, but he's a real solid center. The guy they're talking about in training camp and in spring last year was Donald Stevenson at left tackle. Donald is one of those guys that's coming out of nowhere. He has not played a down really yet for Oklahoma. He last year hurt the team severely because he didn't qualify academically. So he was suspended from the team all year. And even Bob in midseason, when they were suffering all those injuries, He said, let me tell you, another guy that's killing us is Donald Stevenson. He didn't get eligible. He'd be starting left tackle right now. He's outstanding. They think he's got all the attributes that Jamal Brown and Trent Lewis Williams has had, and they feel like he can be a great left tackle. So the offensive line has depth, finally, Tony. Last year, they went to the bowl game, guys, with five linemen. They had to convince Tavares Jeffries to show up. He didn't want to. Have you ever heard of a guy not wanting to go to the bowl game?
No.
He didn't want to go to the bowl game. They had to convince him to come so they'd have depth. And one guy, depth in the offensive line. He showed up 3 days before the game, missed all the stuff, played in the game, and now he's a backup guard. I have no idea. If I ever get a chance to interview him again, I know we will. I've got to find out what in the heck was going on. Who misses their bowl game after all season?
That's what it's supposed to be about.
Well, I'd say McCoy, the contract situation, is the last check with you.
Gerald will sign. They're all waiting for Sam, the high end, and I hear Sam's getting really close, and he's going to make more money than anybody's ever made. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I know why the NFL wants to change that. Not that I want Sam to get all the money he can get. I want Gerald to, too. But if I'm a five-year veteran and I've established myself, I'd like to get paid on the board. So you know that's going to get changed some. But, they're two really great young men, and they're going to get rewarded and get paid, and it's going to be a great deal. Hey, by the way, you guys were talking about what Bo's going to do here. I know Bo's not going to talk about the Big Ten. I've already talked to him. He's not going to talk about the Big Ten.
That's next year.
A matter of fact, I think he usually is okay at this thing. I think he's – because he doesn't like to be rude. Well, maybe you guys have seen him rude. I don't know. He was real nice at OU. You're right. He's going to want to talk about his football team, and there will only be a few of us that ask him, like, who's starting at safety?
Well, it'll be a whirlwind. And, James, we always appreciate starting the week off with you.
Well, hey, don't forget me when you guys go to the Big Ten, Call me in the summer or
you
something,
know it.
We'll always, matter of fact, you'll have a bunch of fans from Oklahoma pulling for Nebraska to win the Big Ten.
Well, let's meet up back here in December.
That's right. That'll be fun.
James, thanks buddy. James Hale from Sports Talk 1400 giving us all the insight with Oklahoma here to start off Big 12 Media Days on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a break. We're going to talk Husker Sports. Lane Grindle with the Husker Sports Network is the host of Sports Nightly. He's going to join us when we come back here from Dallas.
Complete Nutrition is extending the 30% off Reveal Extreme sale. Summer's here, and whether you're hitting the beach, lake, or pool, Complete Nutrition wants to remind you there's still time to lose weight for this summer. Reveal Extreme is the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine. And the makers of Reveal are so confident in this product, they're extending their offer of 30% off Reveal Extreme for the entire month of July. There's still time to lose weight fast for swimsuit season. And with 30% off through the month of July, now's the perfect time to get to Complete Nutrition and pick up Reveal Extreme today. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, discontinue use.
For a limited time, receive a free bottle of water pills with purchase of Reveal only at Complete Nutrition in Kearney on 2nd Avenue north of Sun Mart's.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Next month,
Callahan is back.
Our team is just trying to focus and really trying to concentrate.
No, not that one. This one.
I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
We'll give you a moment to restart your heart as we get ready to restart the Husker season. Another year of summer camp reports from Lincoln. Sean Callahan, beginning August 16th on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
Y'all have a nice weekend.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with a spotty chance for a storm developing. Otherwise, looking at highs around 87, with south winds will stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. That was guys stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 69. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Big 12 Football Media Days, Day 1 here in Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture with locations in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, the exclusive Big 12 Media Days partner of the Doug and Daddy Show. They want you to purchase and have it just right for you, but that's not just on the furniture, it's the entire experience. From delivery to their satisfaction guarantee, that says if after a few days you're not happy, then they're not happy, and they'll make sure you are. They even take away the old stuff and your new furniture or mattress, whatever you want to bring in, they'll replace that. So, Daddy, perfect for you at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
Hell, they let me jump on the beds there. I can't go wrong. Mike says, just get up there and try it out. If it holds up to you, you're going to take it home. I do all the time.
Were you the one under the covers the other night? Couldn't believe that. Glad to have everybody with us here as we continue on with Big 12 Conference Media Days. Nebraska, Baylor, Iowa State, A&M. We anticipate being able to talk with Jared Crick, Niles Paul, Pierre Allen before we're off the air today. Again, they'll be rolling in around 12:30, we expect, and we'll be chatting with
them. We would say Bo Pelini, but we know that no.
Yeah, only one guy gets to talk to Bo Pelini,
that's
and that's
right.
Our next guest, Glenn Griddle.
Right.
Host of Sports Nightly, which you hear every night on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. And Lane, great to see you down here. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. Excited to be here. It's going to be weird having this be the final Big 12 Media Days. But I want to know, you know, yes, I get to have Bo on Sports Nightly, but I don't have the great banner with my caricature on it. I mean, this is cool stuff.
It's a big banner to get Daddy's head on it. You know that.
well delivered. Now, it's good to be here. You know, it's we came down this morning, and it'll be weird having it be the final Big 12 Media Days, but and, you know, we're jumping right into it. We're going to be at Big Ten Media Days next week, so we're two-timers this year.
Well, we were talking about this. It's not like there's going to be 1,000 fans out front booing Texas and yelling at Nebraska and Colorado.
Right.
It's going to be media wanting to talk to coaches. What's your feeling of what we're going to see with Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas when they're up on the dais? Do you think it's going to be a lot of that Big Ten conference stuff, or will 90% of it stay on football?
Well, I think that it'll have the tendency to go in that direction, and it kind of is up to the coaches on how they want to handle that. I'm really curious to see what Bo does. He's going to be up on the podium at 1 in front of the print press, and I think that he would probably be well-served to come out right out of the gate and say, hey, I'm really not going to talk much about the Big Ten. So if you want to ask me about the Big Ten, that's fine. I'm not going to give you a lot on it because we're focused on the Big 12 right now. I think that knowing him the way I do, he's pretty locked in on what's going on for 2010, and I don't think he wants to get into all those side discussions about the Big Ten. So I anticipate he might kind of try to squash it right away, and I think some of the other coaches in this league would probably be well-served to do that. Now, from a media standpoint, we don't want to hear that, but I think if they want to avoid potential quotes and things that, you know, really turn the focus of what this event's supposed to be about, and that's about the upcoming football season, into something else, then they'd be well-served to do that. I mean, I think Tommy Tuberville needs to come out and say, hey, I'm not going to go into this stuff today. We're going to talk about football because you know that the vultures are going to be out on him as well. I'm really curious. I don't know exactly what to expect. I don't know that I've ever come to a media days being so in the dark of what we're going to hear from the coaches over the course of the next 3 days.
The cheers maybe here in the background. Chip Brown has just entered the building. It's like Phil Hellmuth showing up at the World Series of Poker here.
Hey, he was in Phil Hellmuth was in Lincoln on Friday. No joke.
Doing what?
I was
having an appearance?
I was eating lunch at El Potrero, and Phil Hellmuth was sitting in the booth next to me. I think Special Olympics is what I'm assuming,
because
they had the closing ceremonies. I don't know.
Well, excellent.
I mean, it, was a discussion at our table. I pulled up his picture on my phone, and we all looked and said, that's him. That's definitely him.
It's weird we go Chip Brown to Phil Helmuth at the same time. I never would have thought we would get that, but we have that here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Media Days, and that's why we're here. As far as the football, you know, everybody wants to talk, and I think Bo will focus on his football team and on on players. You know, if you want to sing out a player or a position, I think he's going to tell you as much as Bo Pelini's ever told you. You know, he can break it down.
Yeah.
He's going to say we're still competing for positions, but he's going to list out the three or four people that are competing for that position. Is there one position in your mind, Lane, that Nebraska is absolutely just loaded? Is it the cornerback position?
I think I think it's the defensive backs in general. You know, I know a lot of people are going to talk about the safeties and losing Asante and O'Hanlon, and I guess, you know, maybe I'll be proven wrong on this as the season goes along, but I think Nebraska's in really good shape there. I mean, Dejon Gomes is going to play back there, and we saw what kind of a playmaker he is. I think Eric Haig as the, you know, the quote-unquote peso is going to be a great fit for Nebraska. I think he's the most underappreciated player maybe in the league. I mean, I think that guy's a real player for Nebraska. And I love P.J. Smith. I mean, what I've seen from him in practice over the last year or so, and when he has gotten into games, I mean, they were confident enough in P.J. Smith that when Larry Asante blew an assignment against Iowa State last year, they let P.J. play the rest of the first half in a tight ball game. So that tells you how high they were on PJ. So I think they're going to be really good at safety. They're going to be loaded at corner. I mean, you know, Prince Amu Kamara, Alphonso Dennard, maybe the best tandem in the conference. Texas certainly could argue with that, but they're right in that discussion. And then they're loaded behind them, and they have so much depth. I think Andrew Green's going to be a good player for Nebraska. And, you know, they like Dejon Washington. Marvin keeps bringing up his name to me. So I just think Anthony West was a starter 2 years ago, and we're not even talking that much about him. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, Lance Terrell was in the dime a year ago, and he's a hard-nosed player that Nebraska likes. They just have a lot of different options back there that I think Austin Cassidy, you know, another name. I mean, you can just keep going through the list of guys that, you know, maybe haven't played a ton, but when you talk to the coaching staff, they feel very, very comfortable in throwing them out there. And they don't say that about everybody.
I don't know why I'm fired up about the peso. I don't even know what the hell the peso's one linebacker, I guess, that roves, and it's Eric Haig most of the time.
Yeah, it's not that much different. I mean, it is. They were doing it a year ago. After the Virginia Tech game, they did some things, and really for most of the conference season, they ran essentially what the peso is. They just wanted to come up with a name for it, and they decided to call it the peso. It's a little bit different version of what they were running with the nickel, and it's not that much. I mean, it's just that they run that
nickel
as their base.
Nickel, dime, penny, quarter.
Yeah.
Instead of a half dollar, it's the peso.
The fan favorite for everybody has been Eric Martin. Everybody loves to see him go down. How much are we expecting him to get a lot of play? I mean, the kid's a maniac out there, and just disregard for his body.
I think no doubt about that. I think he's going to be one of the storylines of the fall to follow. Is this kid getting it? Is he figuring it out? And is he ready to step up into being one of the guys on this defense? We don't really have the answer to that yet. And I don't even know if the coaching staff totally knows if he's ready. I mean, I think they're waiting for that light bulb to go on for him, like they have for other players. You know, Alphonso Dennard was in this spot a year ago. Freakish athlete. He was on special teams the year before. Can he make that transition as a sophomore into being a great player at the Big 12 level? He did it. Took him about halfway into the season, but he did it. Can Eric Martin do the same thing? I don't know the answer to that yet. That's something they got to figure out in fall camp. But he certainly has the physical tools, probably as much physical tools as anybody on the roster does in the linebacker spot. The other guy, kind of similar to that, just a year ahead of him, is Alonzo Whaley. And, you know, this is a guy that they were just raving about in the spring after he kind of fell off the face of the earth in the fall. So has he kind of figured it out and turned the corner? Those are two really interesting names, I think, for the linebacker battles. And there's going to be some battles at linebacker this fall.
Lane Grindle from the Husker Sports Network, host of Sports Nightly, joins us here from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. All right, let's get to it, Lane. Quarterback position. There's a lot of debate going on out there, and that's where the fans are going to be debating until that first snap against Western Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think you're going to stay with the guy that led you to the championship in the Holiday Bowl and played his best game of his collegiate career. I think Cody Green, unfortunately, is fading into the background because of all we're hearing about Taylor Martinez. Mm-hmm. Daddy has a little bit different take on that. He was a Cody Green guy, but then when Zach steps up and plays the bowl game that he plays, I guess everybody's going to wait and see what he does. What do you think is going to happen here in the next month?
Not only played the bowl game, looked like Y.A. Tittle. Where'd that come from? the guy was brutal all year.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he does what he did in night and day.
Yeah, I think with Zach, a lot of it's just confidence. You know, you looked at him in the preseason or in the non-conference, and you know, granted, he's not playing against great competition, but he was making throws that he wasn't making later on in the year, regardless of who he's doing it against. I mean, he just wasn't making the same throws that he was making in the first two or three games of the year. And so when I look at Zach, I think a huge part of it is confidence. How much did the injury hurt his confidence? No one really knows that except for Zach Lee. How healthy is he? You know, that's the other question we're hearing. And that's probably something that's going to be asked a lot of Vo over the course of today, and that's one of the answers we may get out of today. It might be one of the main storylines is how healthy is Zach Lee. If he's healthy, I'm with you, Doug. I think that Zach's the guy, at least to start the year, and you make him play his way out of it. And simply because I like Cody a lot, too. I think he's a great kid. I think he's a freak physically. But he's had a chance to take it from Zach, and we haven't seen him do it yet. And so he's got to take it from Zach, because Zach's proven he can win, even if it doesn't always look pretty. And he's also proven that he's not going to make a lot of mistakes. You know, Zach, for all that we've talked about Zach Lee and how much he struggled a year ago, and he did. I mean, there's no way to spin it any other direction. But
oh, we had people try and spin it.
But he didn't make the big mistake. You know, he held on to the football. He managed the offense. He needs to do a better job of moving the offense rather than just manage it and not make the mistake. But I think it'll be Zach at least to start the year. Taylor Martinez is obviously the wild card. We haven't seen enough of him to really know if he's going to be an every down quarterback. He'll be on the field one way or another. Will he be on the field as Nebraska's every down quarterback? I have a hard time believing that's going to be the case, but we're going to see. I think the best case scenario for Nebraska is that Cody Green, just like we're talking about with Eric Martin and Alonzo Whaley on the linebacker side, has the light bulb go on, figure it out, and you know, run away with this job in fall camp and become the guy. But no one can predict that at this point in time.
Where do you see Taylor Martinez finding his way with this team, if that's the case?
I think you'll see them. We saw the Wildcat.
He's too good of an athlete to have on the sideline.
We saw the Wildcat against Arizona in the Holiday Bowl with Rex. I think you could see that with Taylor. I mean, I think that would make some sense. So you'll see him on the field, I think, in different creative, you know, ways. You might see some trick plays and things like that Nebraska incorporates Taylor Martinez into. And maybe you split him out and let him play a little receiver at times. He's one of the fastest guys on the team. He's a great playmaker. Carl Pelini told me we couldn't tackle this guy on scout team this year. He's just too good of a playmaker. When you struggle on offense like Nebraska did a year ago and you have a potential weapon like Taylor Martinez, you're going to find a way to get the ball in his hands and get him incorporated in the offense somehow, some way. And if it's not as the every down quarterback, then you'll find some creative ways to get him involved, I think.
Lane Griddle with us for just another minute here from the Husker Sports Network. Honestly, will Nebraska be challenged at home before the conference season gets going this year?
I don't think so. Not before the conference season. Western Kentucky, I don't think really.
Well,
you know, is going to challenge Nebraska. South Dakota State actually has a decent defense, but obviously they can't hang with Nebraska for four quarters, and I expect Nebraska to win by 40 points or more than Idaho. That'll be the one that could be a little bit challenging, just because I really like Nathan Enderle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. And, I mean, if he were at Nebraska, you might be talking about him competing for this job. I don't think there's any doubt. I like Nathan Enderle. So that one's the one that could get away from it. It's that early morning game. You know, it's probably, you know, that game's always kind of tough for Nebraska. It seems like, although they took care of business against Arkansas State last year, but that was a 1 o'clock kick, I believe. But that San Jose State game, you know, remember how much Nebraska struggled for the first three quarters in that game. Idaho's kind of that type of a team from a talent standpoint. So if you aren't ready to go, they might punch you in the mouth a couple of times early and make you earn the win. Nebraska win the game. But, you know, they might make you earn it a little bit more than Western Kentucky or South Dakota State will.
October 16th, everybody's talking about it. Everybody wants to know, in your mind, the start time should be and is going to be what?
I think it needs to be 6 p.m. or later. I think it needs to be in prime time. I hope that it is, because the atmosphere obviously would be so much better if it's at night. We all know how special Memorial Stadium is for a night game. It's special all the time, but it's on another level. I don't know if there's anything like it for a night game. So I really hope they find a way to get that thing at night and not put it at 11 a.m., even though that would put it on national television. I don't think it'll be 2:30, because I don't think they want to regionalize that game. I mean, I got to think that they'll want that on national television. So I think it's 11 a.m. or it's in the evening on ESPN2 or ESPN.
11 a.m. travesty.
Wouldn't it?
Be a travesty. Lane, you just came across the state again with the trip with Husker Sports Nightly. every Husker fan thinks we're going to be in the top 10, all this. What, the Big Ten we started the conversation off with, what was the most prevalent question out there, and did you have any stalkers?
I didn't have any stalkers, thankfully. That was avoided, which is good because I know Daddy deals with stalkers on a regular basis.
Yes, you hate to yell stranger danger too often. It's uncomfortable for everybody.
Yeah, I think the only stalker I might have had was Greg Sharp because he likes to play golf against me because I'm one of the few guys he thinks he might be able to beat. Prevalent question I think was surprisingly enough, you got a lot of Big Ten questions, but we still got a lot of questions about this year. I mean, I think that's the great thing about making this move for Nebraska, and this is something that Bo probably likes, is that with all the anticipation for this year, as excited as people are about the Big Ten, they're pretty excited about this year, too. And so we got a lot of questions about this year. You said top 10. I think most Husker fans that we bumped into out there think we're in the top 3. Mm. And hopefully that turns out to be true. But I've never seen it like this. I've never seen the optimism, the excitement level, the expectation, which is kind of scary. You know, you think, finally, the expectations, not just big amongst the fan base, the expectations are big nationally with the national columnists and the national media types. And so now there's a little bit of pressure because now you want to perform and live up to that. Otherwise, they might just cast you aside and have you be one of those fallen programs again if you don't take care of business this year. But if you do take care of business, all of a sudden now you're one of the national powers that everybody's talking about year in and year out again.
Lane, we'll let you get back to work. Always appreciate it. Again, Husker Sports Nightly. Check it out on 1230 KHAS every night at 6 o'clock.
Guys, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Just go. We go on and on. We talk to people like Lane for hours upon hours, break down every position, and it's fun to do. And we're going to have plenty more time to do that. We've still got days before camp. We're Big 12 media days. Camp hasn't started yet, folks, so just calm down.
Camp does start for the Huskers on Saturday, August 7th. That's also Fan Day. They'll do that on that Saturday morning, and then they'll go into their first workout. So if you like to go down to Memorial Stadium and get photos and get autographs from the players, Saturday, August 7th, that morning is the day you do it from 9:30 to 11 at Memorial Stadium. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. We've got a lot more going on, and expect our first real taste of Husker 2010 football starting just after 12:30. That's when we expect the Huskers to roll in. Jared Crick, Niles Paul, Pierre Allen, and, of course, Coach Bo Pelini. And we'll get as many of those on today's show as we can and a lot more on tomorrow's program. As Lane said, I think the big question, if he will answer it, is where is Zach Lee with his health? I can't think of another question right now that is more important than that one. All this attention that's already been talked about, but when it comes to that, I think that is the big question. How is Zach Lee? Maybe follow up with, is Cody starting to get it? And what is Taylor? I mean, I think it's all quarterback, because I think that's the one thing. If everybody else plays up to where they should be able to play up to, Nebraska can make that magical run this year, but it's going to rely on the quarterback, whether they can have zero or one loss or they have two or three losses on the season.
You mentioned, Doug, this deal does not start really until 1 o'clock, although Paul Rhodes and the Iowa State Cyclones have entered the building. That is our first taste of any of the athletes or coaches showing up. So they are just entered the room, and some people just starting to get some time with them.
Daddy's arrows have went up, his horns, his detectors, his little antennae. Again, Iowa State, Baylor, Texas A&M, and the Huskers here on day one of Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. Whether you doze in a Lazy Boy or a Lane recliner while watching the pennant races or PGA, or settle in for a night's rest from Bruce Furniture Sleep Centers, R&R begins by seeing Doug and Michael Bruce and their trained staff at Bruce Furniture, with locations including Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. We're back to Dallas after this.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly is a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution. Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risks trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with a spotty chance for a storm developing. Otherwise, looking at highs around 87, with south winds will stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. That was guys. Stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 69. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
And the Doug and Daddy Show back here from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. Brought to you by our friends at Bruce Furniture, a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them in their dreams. Like good dreams, a home will be just right for you, and that's the promise from the fine folks at Bruce Furniture. Well, Daddy, I think as much as the media gets accustomed to Media Days, so do the schools, and they're starting to roll in already. And Iowa State, who broke the hearts of the Huskers last year, but I think also opened their eyes to get their second half of the year pointed in the right direction, is on hand here along with Baylor, A&M, and the Huskers a little bit later on today for Big 12 Media Days. And our first live player.
Yeah, a real live Iowa State Cyclone joins us in Rashawn Parker. He's a defensive end slash linebacker. You kind of mix it up a little bit in your scheme. Rashawn, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for stopping by today, and welcome to the madness.
No, thank you.
Well, it's time to talk Iowa State football, and let's just get right into it. Despite some of the things that the football team did last year, again, the Cyclones aren't getting much respect to go into the year from media types like us and national football pundits. Tell us how the team is responding to this. Are you looking at your 6-6 saying we're going to be better, or are you saying, boy, every year we got to play our best just to get to that point?
Well, we pretty much take everything as motivation, and the guys are working hard, for the most part, most of the guys, we're more hungry than we were last year. You know, we're more excited to get out there on the field and kind of prove what we can do. And absolutely, you know, we feel like we can do a lot better than 6-6 and what a lot of people are saying we can do. And I think we'll prove that this year. You know, like I said, we're hungry and we're ready to get out there on the field. It's a lot of excitement. So
you can talk about the team being hungry, but you've been out since the Army game of last year with an ACL injury. How hungry and how hard was it sitting there watching these guys battle week in, week out without you out there?
That was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to go through. I got hurt the fourth game of the season. I had surgery the week of the Nebraska game, so I'm watching that on TV. And after the game, you know, watched the celebration, wishing I was down there. And each day, you know, I've worked hard and teammates have rallied behind me. And it'll be a great excitement for me when I finally get back on that field. So,
We were talking with some of the guys as we were previewing the season how big that bowl win was for Iowa State, because even after the Husker game, there was only one more win until you got to the bowl game. How important do you think that was, and can you tell that it carried over to spring ball and through the summer workouts?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. From the first day we got back on campus, you know, started our summer workouts, you know, guys were, they had a different chip on their shoulder. You know, guys were ready to work and improve themselves, and I think throughout the whole summer, we were very consistent. Each day, we got better and better, and you'll see a better Cyclone football team this year because of that.
Defensively, I think a lot of people look at Alexander and running back for you. They look at your quarterback saying, you know, he's coming back. We got some pieces there. Defensively, we've got some question marks. Who else on this defense do you look for to be a real leader and step up?
Leonard Johnson, he's a guy, you know, that's changed. He's grown up a lot. You know, he works a lot harder. He takes things more seriously. And Leonard Johnson, you know, would be a great leader for us. And Michael Connell, another guy I would mention there. David Sims, you know, big pro newcomer of the year last year, and great athlete. You know, those three guys would be probably the three guys that I would mention top off my head. And I'd also throw in there Bailey Johnson as well.
What about you got Austin back there taking care of things at the quarterback position. We talked about the running back. You see what they've got up on the line. It sounds like that might be one of the places that they're going to have to improve this year, or your team is going to have to improve this year.
Yeah, offensive line, we have a great supporting cast coming back. You know, we lost Harden, but we got Hayward Fix coming back in with the eligibility problems, and he'll be back ready for the go. And A. Robin, Austin and Otter back, and you know, we're throwing some new receivers here and there, and I think the offense will be rolling. They'll be moving the ball around pretty well this year. So,
Rashawn Parker, defensive end / linebacker for the Iowa State Cyclones. Rashawn, we're going to let you head down the row and get yourself some food here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Doug and Daddy Show today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Rashawn.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Huskers and Iowa State in Ames coming up on November the 6th. And we'll continue to be chatting with some of the Iowa State folks again, Texas A&M, Baylor, and Nebraska all here today. And this is the madness that is Big 12 Conference Football Media Days and always will be. Well, two less teams next year.
Yeah, we'll, you're exactly right. We'll knock the excitement down by 1/6, I guess, a year from now. But nonetheless, it is a great time. Baylor has entered the building. Saw some Baylor players come by. So, oh, believe me, Coach Fellini and his crew won't be in here 1 minute too early. So that's why we say 11-1 today with an asterisk by that, because we may go a little bit longer to bring you a Husker, too. Mike Jones, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, has just entered the building. So fun to see Chris Lincoln and his lovely wife have entered the building as well. So many of our friends are here. And then in 2 days, we'll leave them. Or they're gone.
That's off. Yeah, it's off to Big Ten. Again, we're going to talk a little bit about Legion. Kearney is still alive in both. In fact, Kearney runs undefeated. They're one win away. They still play tonight and tomorrow. They'll guarantee the spot of the championship game. So congratulations to Coach Spahn and all the gang there as they play tonight. We'll tell you more about that. But right now, we want to tell you that we're going to take a break. Be back with more from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you live from Dallas on the Doug and Daddy Show by Bruce Furniture. If they don't have it, they'll get it for you. No hassle, no extra charges. It'll be what you want. It'll be that's why you want it, because it's at Bruce Furniture. They say it's time for new furniture that's just right for you. Stop by Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Holdridge, and Kearney. Coming soon, the Bruce Furniture fan line to the Doug and Daddy Show, just in time for football, volleyball, and all sports. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Quiznos 5-4-3 lunch menu song. 5-4-3, 5-4-3. Get a $5 large sub, woohoo, or two items from the Choose To menu. Over a foot of flavor with a toasty torpedo for just $4. Or a toasty bullet for $3 with 5-4-3. Every day at Quiznos. Toasty. At participating Quiznos for a limited time.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it.
a crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Get your motor running, looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Kearney Yamaha now during their annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes.
The NHL handed out its postseason hardware Wednesday.
Instantly and on demand, anytime you want sports video.
But it was far from a masterpiece.
AP Sports is on ESPNRadioSuperstation.com.
The Americans are once again preparing to play.
Where you'll also find ESPN Sports Center on demand.
When I step on the court, this is not going to change. I'm always going to work hard.
Taylor Hall is the first piece in downtrodden Edmonton's rebuilding project.
ESPNSuperstation.com with a new look. Coming soon.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with a spotty chance for a storm developing. Otherwise, looking at highs around 87, with south winds will stay gusty at times around 10 to 15. Then the skies stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 69. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied.
And we're back to Big 12 Media Days, football style, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture, your exclusive partner for the Doug and Daddy Show here at Big 12 Conference Media Days in Dallas. BruceFurniture.com has all sorts of tools to design a room with new furniture, so check them out at BruceFurniture.com. You can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Look for special email surveys and offers when you become a Bruce Furniture customer. Bruce Furniture, downtown Kearney and Holdridge, South Marion Road in Hastings. Glad to have Bruce Furniture on as the exclusive sponsor of the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. And we said we were going to talk a lot about football. Again, we also want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of baseball, so we're going to do that here. Hastings 5 points still alive in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament. Matt Overmiller, Darren Dice had two hits apiece at Hastings. Beat Columbus 8-7 yesterday in an elimination game. They'll play Millard South in an elimination game at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Millard South lost their first game of the tournament yesterday. That'll be on 12:30 a.m. KHAS starting at 4:45. So be listening for that. Kearney runs a 3-0 at state, as we told you. They thumped Omaha Gross 11-0 yesterday. Mercy ruled them. The game went to just 7 innings. Kearney will play Omaha Westside tonight at 8 o'clock, and no matter what happens there, they will play for the championship tomorrow. If they beat Westside tonight, they would have to get beat twice tomorrow. Should they get beat tonight, they would play in a winner-take-all final set for tomorrow night. Millard West eliminated Grand Island Home Federal 8-3 yesterday. So that's what's going on there. Elsewhere, area baseball tournaments, B5 at Aurora. Aurora beat Wayne 8-6. Central City edged O'Neill 9-6, so Central City's unbeaten there. The B6 at Holdridge, Broken Bow is the unbeaten team. They beat Holdridge 4-2. Cozad ousted Lexington 6-4. The C5 at Giltner, Hebron beat Davenport Edgar by a score of 7-1. And Sutton edged Superior 4-2. Dakin is the hot team there. They blasted Harvard Giltner 17-0. And over at Gibbon, they're all set for the championship. Shelby Osceola Strasburg beat Ravenna in extra innings, so they'll have to beat St. Paul twice. St. Paul is unbeaten, and over at the C7 at Overton, Hildreth was a winner over Furnace County yesterday. Alma is the unbeaten team. They took out Elwood Eustis in the winner's bracket final 9-3. In other action, Omaha Westside on the Class A Juniors State Tournament beat Kearney Post 52 6-2. So Kearney Post 52, the three-time defending champion, will play Millard West in an elimination game today at 5 o'clock. And if they can win that, then they advance on to tomorrow. Omaha Westside and Creighton Prep are still alive. The Class B Junior State Tournament got underway in O'Neill. Seward beat Shadron 5-4. Beatrice shut out Shelton Gibbon 6-0. Wayne got by Gretna. Blair beat O'Neill. Shelton Gibbon plays Wayne at 5 o'clock today. Also, the Class C Junior State Tournament is being played in Pender, and so that is still going on there. Davenport Edgar eliminated Overton 8-5 over the weekend. DCB took out Hardington 6-4, and it looks like DCB will play Valparaiso tonight at 7:30. So there you go with the state baseball tournaments and what's going on here across the state of Nebraska. I wanted to keep you up to date on that. We are at Big 12 Conference Football Media Days going on here in Dallas. A lot going on, and we're going to have some more special guests. Again, we're telling you Nebraska will be entering the room in the next hour, so keep it here on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as we have our first live talk with the Huskers. Bo Pelini will be here. We will probably have a chance to talk with Niles Paul, Jared Crick, and Pierre Allen. Prince of Macamura was coming, but he's got a summer test to take today, and so we will not be chatting with him today. And again, we will talk with the other Huskers close to 1 o'clock. So let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Big 12 Conference Media Days here in Dallas, brought to you by the fine folks at Bruce Furniture, locations in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, your exclusive 2010 Big 12 Media Day coverage on the Doug and Daddy Show from Dallas, brought to you by Bruce Furniture.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings Five Points Bank is still alive in the Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament in Columbus. Matt Overmiller and Darren Dice had two hits apiece as Hastings beat Columbus 8-7 yesterday in the elimination game. Taylor Bush had a two-run double in the ninth inning that broke a 6-6 tie. Bush also picked up the win on the mound. John LeMaster recorded the final two outs to pick up the save. Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth says he had no choice but to go with LeMaster in the ninth inning.
Plan all day was the start, Ben. If he didn't have an early go to Dice. And then Taylor's our 8th and 9th inning guy. And when he went out and that ball got hit hard in the ninth, I knew he didn't have his best stuff. So LeMaster told me his arm was fine. He lobbied me between innings, said, I want it, coach. It's a game on the line. And so I put him in there, and he did the job.
Hastings is now 22-29 in the season. They'll play Millard South in another elimination game at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Millard South lost to Papillion La Vista South 13-5 on Sunday. 12:30 KHIS will broadcast, beginning with a pregame show at 4:45 this afternoon. In the other game played yesterday, Lincoln Southwest eliminated Omaha Creighton Prep with a 12-8 win. Kearney runs as 3-0 at the Class A state tournament in Papillion. Kearney beat Omaha Gross 11-0 in seven innings yesterday. Kearney will play Omaha Westside at 8 o'clock tonight. In the other games played yesterday, Millard West eliminated Grand Island Home Federal 8-3, and Omaha Westside ousted Papillion La Vista by the score of 10-2. At the Class A Junior State Tournament in Omaha, Millard West sent Millard South packing with a 6-3 win. Omaha Creighton Prep eliminated Grand Island Wells Fargo 7-5. Omaha Westside beat Kearney Post 52 6-2. Millard West will play Kearney Post 52 at 5 this afternoon in the elimination game. Omaha Westside will battle Omaha Creighton Prep at 8 o'clock tonight. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.